Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the name of this song is Everybody Got Their Something, right there. I still don't know how she didn't become a megastar, Nikki Costa. She's amazing, phenomenal voice, great in person, saw her multiple times. It's a lot of good fortune because it's not skill. And I love that song. And we play other Nika songs. We haven't played him in a while. Maybe one day coming up, Dave, we should play a number of Nika songs. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan here. Rusty with the news. We'll be here until 3. Jason in for us. The beleaguered and woeful Timberwolves back in action. Memphis in town tonight. Little different circumstance than the last time Memphis was in town when the Grizzlies led 3-2. The Wolves now without their best player and off to a dubious start at best. So that game will be heard here. Alan Horton with the excellent call at 7:10. So I get it that everybody has their something. And all of us do. All of us do to various levels of joy, of happiness, of anguish, despair, and difficulties. I have many, many, many more positives than negatives. My amazing, magical son, Quentin, one of my four boys, is my hero. I mean that with every fiber of my body. Some of this is redundant. If it is, I apologize. Quentin was our surprise child. Kathleen and I had talked over and over and over again about, should we have another child? And decided not to. Greatest surprise of my life. When I was, this will shock you, Dave, I'm on a golf trip in Scotland. And a trip where we brought 36 people. And I was out with some of the listeners that day. And a buddy says, Kathleen called. Doesn't sound like it's any big deal. Why don't you just call her? And this is pre-cell phone. I'm just talking in the hallway. And all of a sudden I hear, I'm pregnant. You know, and it was shocking and it was amazing. You know, and he is happy. He's resilient. He is tough. He brings a smile to everyone's face. He's had health challenges from day one. Literally, when they thought because of his sacral dimple, it was going to lead us down this path and that path, and he had failure to thrive. He could not nurse. He could not bottle feed. The pediatrician who we went to, who we thought was great, she was utterly incompetent. We finally had to switch, and right away, Quentin ended up in the hospital for over a week. A lot of things happened with Q. We would learn quickly of his low immunity, and he would be somewhere on the autism scale. And then we tried over and over and over again to find out, well, what does he have, you know? And my doctor then and my doctor now, who was lifesaver for my family, Sheldon Burns, one time sat me down because we were sending blood work everywhere. We were traveling everywhere. We were trying to figure out, okay, what does Q have? Finally says he just has Quentin Hartman syndrome. You should stop. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're providing great care. You're doing all the right things. Nothing really is going to change. And Q had tied to his genetics, his legs were starting to give out. He was walking over in a very hunched over way, and he couldn't walk distances at all. And so he had significant leg surgery in 2016. 2 weeks later, my father would break his hip. So everybody's got their something, my 96-year-old father. And he didn't walk for 6 months. Kathleen moved to a different type of house. I was luckily, we get along great. I was over at her house every single day because the house I'm in, the house a lot of people are in, you have the main floor and you have some bedrooms upstairs. Kathleen moved to more of a rambler style. But when we went for one of our visits, that's when Quentin had his first seizure, which was a Graham Mall seizure. And I certainly am well aware of seizures. But also when it's your child who's had all these health issues, when he's wrapped up in casts and is having this Graham Mall seizure, it changes your life. And we hope that maybe that would be a one-off. But I remember I was home, and Q was in what's become his office where I am today. And also I heard this just awful thud. And he had fallen from different chair than I'm sitting in right now. And that's when we knew we were on a path where he would eventually be diagnosed as epileptic. And when the seizure medications were not working, that's when more blood work was done. And that's when they determined that Q has this rare syndrome, and they've discovered more people since, DYRK1A, D-Y-R-K-1A. And when Quinny first was diagnosed, there was a couple hundred. Now it's between 400 and 500. And it's amazing how the kids have so many similar challenges and similar look and similar stories. And Q is about to finish transition school. Transition school, if you're unfamiliar, when kids who have some intellectual challenges finish high school, whether it's at their high school or elsewhere, you can attend up until you're 21. And Q is finishing in just a month. Some of the best news for Quentin over the last number of months, no seizures. Sometimes in the mornings, in the evenings, depending upon when his medication changes, now we have to cut up some pills. He's taking 6-7 pills in the morning and evening, and he has to take a liquid, which is another form of medicine tied to his seizures. But he, months and months and months without a seizure. And we just switched neurologists, and the neurologist was very hopeful things were working. And so Monday we're having this great day. Myself, Quinn, Carla, Mike, we're running errands, we're doing things. And he's just so talkative. He had been very sick for a week. He missed out on all the Thanksgiving celebrations, just kind of changed everything. And coming home, I told him how much I loved him and told Mike and Carla, just he sounds great. He's just amazing. And we have a center island like 8 billion other people, and then a smaller kitchen table. And he almost always stands for his medicine, or he sits at his main spot at the table. But this time he decided to sit at the high top, and I just gave him this clobazam, which is his liquid form. And I went back to get the other pills, and I just was lucky. Because I looked at him, and his seizure was just starting. And if it would have been 10 seconds later, he would have either fallen forward towards the table, left towards the chairs. If he falls back, I don't know which way he goes. And if he falls to the right, he's going to fall, and he can't brace himself because he's having a seizure right on the hardwood floor, right on the hardwood floors. By luck, I got him. And a little bit of as obsessive as we are, because when he's with me, Kathleen and I share 50-50, we're probably saying to him, I don't know, 100 times a day, you okay? You okay? Just because of the seizures and other stuff. And to watch your child or your wife or your husband or your friend go through a seizure is agonizing. And part of the reason I'm saying this is I know everybody's got their something. Because I know some people who I read about where their loved one, 10 seizures a day, 20 seizures a day. I still have a great, great friend of mine who lost his beautiful, angelic son to a brain tumor diagnosed when he's six. You could open up the phone lines right now and we could share these stories. The only reason my story is a little bit different is because I host the show. And I'm not doing this to try to feel any more special or any more unique. I only know how to do a show transparent. And at times that may annoy some people, that may cause people to be drawn to it. You might get mad at me. You might laugh with me. A lot of what happens in my life, I share. Not everything, obviously. But Quentin is something I share because I feel so lucky, incredibly lucky, to have him in my life. And it stands out even more this summer because two of the small group of kids around Quentin's age who have DIRC 1A died middle to late summer. One suffocated after suffering a seizure, and another went to bed and never woke up. And I walked down the stairs of my house, and from the bedroom, there's just like a two steps going up to the main bedroom, to Q's room. And I always say, time to wake up, Quentin. And part of the reason I do that is for my own mindset, because I want to feel him waking up as I come in that room, because I'm just scared that he's not going to wake up. And, you know, when he had the seizure the other day, his seizure goes about 90 seconds. Then he's moaning. And then this post-ictal stage where it's as if he's shivering for 10, 12 minutes, excuse me, and you just feel absolutely completely hopeless. And I say this because every person out there listening to Dave, my fantastic friend and producer, to Rusty, to all of you listening, you all have your something. Whatever it might be. And I'm reminded because I've had these conversations with somebody close to me. Nothing is ever promised. It just isn't. You can. Doesn't mean you can't just have your days when you lay around, or you can't have your days where you're just relaxing or whatever you do. But it is just such a reminder that nothing is guaranteed, whether it is beautiful Grant, who's six and perfectly healthy and has this brain tumor, to somebody who's driving home and the roads are like they are, in some man's car, to insidious cancer. And so it is a cliche, but if there are things in your life that you want to do, including laying around more, or relaxing more, or traveling more, or spending more time with somebody, we all should do it. And I get it, it's a cliche. It's just the damn truth. Because you can live to 100 like my father. You can live to 18. You can be at a job you hate. Maybe you should go to tell that person, I'm done. It's easier said than done. I get it. But you have no idea what's around the next corner. And Quentin is a reminder for me every day that if there are things in your life that you should be doing, you should do them. And you should, like Pete Najarian, so amazing in his videos of appreciating every day. We all should do that. I can still be cynical and snarky. You can still be the most optimistic person. But go for what you want, because you never know how it's going to change. And I get everybody's got their something. So I appreciate you letting me talk for a little bit here about my son, who I love massively. Everybody's got a Quentin. Everybody's got their something. And I'm lucky to have this opportunity to talk about him. It's 24 past 12 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.